Hi, my name's Tony Sharples and welcome to I'll Do It New Tricks. I'm just doing a video today to let you know that I have been doing a lot of work into the area of selling on Amazon and selling online generally. And I'm just finishing off a series of 7 videos that I'm going to be doing, covering off a whole pile of topics for everyone that is interested in the idea of either setting up an online store or looking at selling product on something like Amazon or eBay or perhaps some sort of local marketplace that's available in their country. I'll be covering off 7 different topics during the video, so I thought I'd give you a quick overview on what those topics will be so that you can have a think about which one's relevant to you as they start to pop up over the next 2 weeks. The first one will be basically about getting started, and it'll be an overview of the different online selling options that you can look at. The second video is going to look at the options of either setting up a standalone type of e-commerce setup using something like Shopify versus a marketplace approach where you're going to be looking at selling on things like eBay or Amazon or other sites like that. In the third one, I'm going to look specifically at sourcing product from China, and I'll give you my top 7 things that you should be thinking about if you are thinking about sourcing your product from another country, whether that be China or Vietnam or Thailand or Eastern Europe or somewhere like that. In the fourth video, I'm going to be looking at the upsides and the downsides of using Amazon's Fulfillment by Amazon service, which is basically the service where you can sign up as a seller and then literally get Amazon to handle everything from storing your product to shipping your product to handling refunds and customer requests and things like that. So I'll have a deep look at the positives and negatives of using Fulfillment by Amazon, or FBA as they call it. The fifth one will be my top 7 things that you should be thinking about when you're trying to plan the products that you think you're going to sell on Amazon. And I'm really focusing this on someone who's more of a starter and a beginner in it. I went to an Amazon conference here in Sydney last week, and it was really interesting. I mean, from one respect, it was interesting because there were literally people out the door and down the street trying to get into the thing. But what they looked at in the conference, which I thought was great and I'm going to try to bring you in this video in the series, is the top 7 things that you should really be looking at as a starter in Amazon selling based on the experiences of people who have actually already been through the whole process of starting up and making all of those mistakes and learning through the process of actually selling online globally through Amazon. In the sixth video, I'm going to be looking at the topic of why Amazon is such a great opportunity for people living in my home country of Australia right now. And there is a fantastic opportunity literally right now because of the tax standoff between Amazon globally and Amazon in Australia, which has basically led to most Australians being blocked from purchasing from the Amazon USA store. And there's some great opportunities out there to be gained by looking at top-selling products that are available on the Amazon USA site, but you cannot buy and don't feature strongly on the Australian site, and getting in quick to really leverage those products in the Australian marketplace before that whole tax standoff thing resolves itself. And in the seventh video, I'm going to take a look at the area of flipping, or the resale business. And this is basically looking at ways that you can build an online business by reselling things, by buying them from one place and selling it on another. So that might be going and looking at things like garage sales or sites that are offering things for sale, or even eBay itself, and then basically looking to sell those things online for a profit. And I'll look at the perils and pitfalls of flipping as a way to establish yourself into the online selling market and make some money on the side. So that's it. In summary, there'll be 7 parts. I'll be covering lots of different aspects of selling online and particularly setting up on Amazon. And most of the lessons that I talk about in Amazon will equally apply to eBay or Gumtree or whatever the equivalent, Craigslist, whatever the equivalent is in your local market. Let me know in the comments if there's anything that you want me to add or anything you think I've missed out. And very happy to get some feedback from you. So I hope you enjoy the series. It's been a lot of work, and I'll be releasing them about one every second day over the next couple of weeks. Okay, so I'll see you next time.